Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Mi'ilah Daf Tetzayin, Mi'ilah 16. And today's Daf Yomi on the top of Tetzayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brings the position of Rav with respect to the eating of shiratzim, of these creepy crawly items that the Torah prohibits, and on what is the measurement that the Torah prohibits it. So with respect to eating of shiratzim, the Torah has several prohibitions, as the Gemara in Erevin explains, that if one eats a putito, which is a type of sheretz from the water, then you get 4 lashes, or nemoa, you get 5 lashes. Nemoa is, in modern Hebrew, is an ant, or a tzira, which is a hornet, 6 lashes. And Rashi explains there, in the Gemara in Erevin, that there are 2 prohibitions by all the shiratzim. One is al tashak tzu es nafshoteichem b'chol asheretz hasharetz, and also it says lo tetamu bahem. And by the water, by the putita in the water, there's another 2 prohibitions. You cannot eat anything that does not have a snapir kaskeses, mibsaram, that you can eat anything that doesn't have a flint and scales. And also it says that twice in the Torah. And also with respect to Nemoa, aside from that, there is other prohibitions. So that's basically Rashi and Gemara and Erevin. So it comes along Rabbi Yehuda Marav, and he says on today's Daf Yomi, on the top of Tezayin Amud Beis, he says the following. He says, Achilas shiratzim lo kalav b'kezayis, that if you eat these shiratzim, you're only going to be liable for lashes if you eat an olive-sized portion, like every other prohibition of the Torah, that even though with respect to tumah, with respect to ritual impurity, their prohibition is the size of a lentil, as the Gemara will get into, with respect to eating them, you need to eat a kezayis. Now, the fact that the Gemara in Makos, which we did already on Makos in 16b, there explains that you're liable for eating a sheretz even with any amount, that's only where the sheretz is complete, but where the sheretz is broken, you need an olive-sized portion. But if it's complete because it's a birya shlema, then we're going to consider it to be food even less than the size of a kezayis. What's the reason why you need to eat an olive-sized portion of the shiratzim in order to be liable? Says Rabbi Yehuda Marav, achila ksiv behu, because it says with respect to the prohibition of shiratzim, do not eat it. It says the word achila, and achila, there's no such thing as eating less than a kezayis, less than an olive-sized portion. That's what Rashi says explicitly. Ve'in achila pechusa mikezayis. There's no eating less than a kezayis. So the Gemara challenges this. Vatani Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, is it really that the eating of a sheretz is different than when with respect to tumah? With respect to tumah, it's a lentil size. So why is the eating of a sheretz any different? Vatani Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, kamed Rabbi Yochanan, says in the pasuk vivdaltem bena behima tohora. It says in Leviticus 20 verse 25, you shall distinguish between the kosher animals latameo bena of atame latar. Should distinguish between the kosher and the non-kosher, between the oaf that's tame and the tar. You should not make your souls tishak tzu, which is repugnant. But so the Torah starts off in that verse with respect to eating, but then the Torah concludes asher hevdalti lachem l'tamei, and the Torah concludes with tumah. And so don't we see from here, says the Gemara, ma tumah b'kadosh, just like tumah is with a lentil size, so to achila should be b'kadosh, so to eating should be with respect to a lentil size as it relates to shiratzim. V'kilsei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan praised this braisa that was taught in front of him. V'kashi lo d'rav, this is a question on Rav, because he says that the measurement for shiratzim is a kezayis, not an adasha. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. V'kashi kan, the braisa that says that the measurement is a lentil, that's referring to b'misas, and that's referring to the shiratzim after they're dead, that where under those circumstances where they could be tummy like a lentil, so to with respect to eating we say that their measurement is like a lentil size because of the comparison. Whereas Khan Rav over here, where he says that their size is an olive size portion, he's talking about b'chayehem, while the shiratzim are still alive, that there's no tumah applying to them, and so therefore the measurement of a lentil doesn't apply. And so too with respect to eating, it's like general eating, which is an olive-sized portion. So we see that, but Rashi says explicitly here that the basic law of eating is that it's an olive-sized portion. And so the Achronim investigated this, and they want to say, do we say that generally speaking, that with respect to eating, it is in any amount? And the Torah said with respect to some of these measurements that you're not going to be liable until you eat a kezayis, or maybe generally speaking, baseline eating is only with the kezayis. So that's the discussion. And so that's one of the issues that's raised. And the Shulchan Aruch says if somebody eats less than a bread, less than the amount that they have to be satisfied, they're not going to be liable, biblically speaking, in Birkas HaMazon, only rabbinically. And even though a person ate an olive-sized portion, and they have a minor who's with them, who's not biblically obligated to say Birkat HaMazon, if the person is not satisfied, then the minor could fulfill their obligation, because they're both only rabbinically obligated. And so therefore, if the father ate an olive-sized portion, the son cannot fulfill his obligation because the son is only rabbinically obligated, whereas the father is biblically obligated. The shut Ya'an Yosef raises the following question. Somebody ate enough to be satisfied, but they didn't eat the measurement of a kezayis. Like, for example, they ate less than a kezayis, and then they waited a little bit. They waited a measurement, and then they ate again, and then they waited, and then they ate again. So they eventually became full, but they didn't eat it in the amount of time it takes to eat an olive-sized portion. They ate it, they stretched it out. Whether that's enough to say that they're biblically obligated. So he cites the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch says that biblically speaking, you need both of these categories. You need eating, which is an olive-sized portion, and you need sevia. You need to be satisfied. You need the achila and the sevia in order to be obligated, in biblically speaking, according to the Minchas Chinuch, Minat Torah.